Never surrender.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
I enjoyed it too.
I remember his mum said, if you're going to do it properly.
Here we go. GWS, ESPN. Stocks up, Tom Green. Stocks down. Well, it's fair to say the team that comes up against the Giants each week is going to have a very, very tough time. Clearly, the flag favourites through the first fortnight. It's not particularly close. So I'm not going to say, I didn't say that first. What I said first, being Needles, your host at Welcome to Never Surrender by the Squinners, is what I said first is that Jesse Hogan's going to win the Coleman. That's what I said first. And then 4 or 5 weeks later, apparently everyone's on board the Needles train. What? That's ESPN saying this. I'm going to quick flick to my mate Sparrow. Thoughts? Too early? Yeah.
Mate, you're the oracle. You're the oracle, and I think I'm going to claim a bit of oracle magic myself in that my bold prediction from round zero preview with Rags was the Bulldogs will be a bin fire and Bevo will go. So, mate, you're on track with Hogs, and I think the Bulldogs, hopefully, fingers crossed, well, things going well, they have a shocker. So we started thanks well.
Yeah, and welcome, Sparrow. Thanks very much. And think, Rags, what do you think about that, mate?
Rags. Mike, your shoes.
Rags doesn't like Tuesdays. I believe that's.
Hey, I put the call out to the OGs and just
the other thing. I would say because crickets. You did, and well done by that. You put out a big call to all the other squinners.
All the OGs.
And so we'll just turn to all the other squinners when you said, hey, there's a spot open. Who wants to come on the pod? Okay, so hey, other squinners.
Not even a thumbs up. Not even a, oh,
an acknowledgement. Down. Don't even know if anyone's read it.
No. In Messenger, you can see who's read it. And everyone has read it.
Lawso, fuck that guy. Comes back to Canberra. No, Sydney. Unreal. Well,
thanks, boys.
So this pod is not dedicated to any of the other squinners. And hopefully Rags is okay today. Maybe he's just had too much golf.
Lawn care. Let's get into it.
What I said, we should have won by more points. If you're going to kick, if you're going to kick shit against a team that's not very good, 17, what was it? 1,000. When you kick straight against Collingwood, 18-6.
Yeah.
This time, actually, because I didn't have an opportunity to watch it live, but have been watching it over the past couple of days while sweating, I guess, all of the Amazon out of my pores because it's still not quite cold enough in Canberra. Decent win. We didn't look very good.
Hey, whoa. Are you jumping into first quarter or second quarter? I think you are. Let's just wind it back. Big news of the week. We are no longer the shiny new toy. We are no longer the shiny new toy.
Rags, what do you think about the Tassie Devils and the team announcement? They've gone really original with name and colours. Rags?
Maybe that's where he's gone. Maybe he's starting.
He's buying the jumper. He's lighting
starting
up
the new
store.
Podcast for the Devils with T. Craig.
Always Surrender by the Devils.
Interesting fact I just heard off Jared Waitley. The... who owns them? Not Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes. Is that a company? The big company that owned the trademark to the
Paramount
Tasmanian,
or something like that.
Yeah, Tassie Devils didn't actually know that the Tassie Devil was a real animal. They thought the American CEOs thought they'd actually made that up themselves, but no, it is genuine.
I would say is that's peak America.
That is peak America. So you can only call them the Tasmanian Devils. Did you know that? You can't call them the Tasmanian Devils, which is going to...
the animals? Or the AFL team?
No, the AFL team.
I'll call the animals. That's another good point. Yeah, someone knows that they've been. What about all the Tigers? Those names probably been contracted.
Tasmanian Tigers. What are you drinking tonight? We didn't do our game. What's on the menu for the drinks?
Well, this is because I've been out walking. This is lemon juice and fizzy water, nice. Which is good.
Yep.
But this is a handmade by Mrs. Needles martini.
Oh, you're just off the screen there, but I can imagine it's delicious. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Well, thanks for asking. I've got a lovely turmeric tea with honey, which the listeners love. Really? But you know what? That's
going straight to your pancreas or your liver or something. Isn't it doing wonderful things?
Yeah, I was actually inspired by Sam Reed, one of our inaugurals.
Yes.
Very big on the turmeric.
So therefore a legend.
Back to first quarter. So Tassie Devils, welcome. Rags, how you guys well for you with your podcast? We'd love you back at any stage as a guest or rival podcaster.
Let's do like a sync one where they just combine podcasts.
Did you happen to see the video that the media team put out? It's very
clever. 200.
It's very for it's the kid off Toy Story where he's looking at his old toys and trying to decide what to do. And he's looking at Tassie and he's looking at the Giants, throws the Giants in the bin. It's good. Well done, team. Well done, Jacob. You're the best in the business. Moving on, Chook's 200th. Well done, Chook. Not one of the originals.
No, but near as damn it.
Yeah, second draft or first draft after we were formed. Great.
Yeah.
Great recruit, obviously.
Second to Tom Boyd.
Second to Boyd. You know who also we got in that draft? The Toon Gabby taxi driver. Don't know his name. Can never remember it. Cam.
Yeah.
Cam.
Oh, the long haired guy.
Yeah. Long blonde
Cam
hair.
Cam Mulrooney. Cam Mack or something.
Good kick. Just didn't like put in the hard yards and didn't.
Also in that draft was Bontempelli.
Cam McCarthy.
Patrick Cripps.
Oof.
But it's the fact that one, he was awesome, and two, he stayed.
Yeah.
Bontempelli and Cripps have both stayed at their team, so maybe fair dues. But you've got down here favourite moments. Are you talking about favourite Chook moments?
Well, I just thought, Chook deserves some part of this pod and some reflection. I don't specifically have a moment of Chook that I can throw out as my favourite Chook moment, but I can say that he's often the player that, I think I was talking to that Yank on the footy American guy about the Giants, and there was a name I just kept forgetting. I knew he was really good, but I knew he had some awesome component in our team, some gun mid that we've got, and I kept forgetting Chook. And he's just sort of that player where he adds so much value to our team and how we play and his class and his skill and everything, but he's not the sort of standout Tom Green or Toby Green or, Cal Ward. He just quietly goes about his business. He's an amazing player. So good to watch. Silky smooth.
Yeah. And he's not a big unit, but gets it done. Wraps up possessions. His kick as well. The year that he won, and I think it was 2017 when he was all Australian.
Yeah.
Some of the games he played that year were phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the goal that he kicked against St Kilda, kind of around the corner, I was right behind that goal in the MCG last year in the elimination final. And that was a perfect drop punt that he kicked through the goals while facing away from the goals, effectively. Like the way that he got that ball around, I hadn't seen anything like it. But also last year, the game that he played against Melbourne in Alice Springs, the Arctic game, the 7 degrees wet game where he put the team on his back.
Yes.
And got it done.
Yes.
Was mega.
I think that could be the favourite moment. I think you've just nailed it.
I'm appalled at the amount of time he's been here for, 12 years? Like, that is appalling. I find that offensive, how long
Has he been? Is he in his 12th season? No, he's not. Is he?
Something like that's what Kia said, 12 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I guess if you come in 2013, then it's 11. I don't know. 11. That's not my strong point. But yeah, well played.
Was that the game where he kicked it from like outside 50 to sort of, it was one of the goals that won us the game?
Yes.
And it skidded just skidded. Through. Yeah, that was delightful.
But also, of all the, there would be no elite player, I don't think, who's been offered a bigger contract elsewhere and stayed attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, going to North wouldn't be attractive, but they would have offered him all the money and that whole sentimental piece.
Yeah, it was.
But
he
stayed and committed.
Totally. It was attractive for him, given his ties, and he spoke about that on the pod with the Green Room, which is invisible on all social media because it's the worst name. But, yeah, he spoke about that with Tommy and Jacob, and he said there was genuine pull there with the family connections.
Of course
there
was.
You know what was funny too? This is something he said ages ago, maybe to Dill Buckley, but he thought he was cursed early on because – all the players that he would live with, they ended up just leaving after a year. So I think Tom Boyd, he lived with him when he first started. Cam McCarthy, he was gone. There's someone else after that house that he was living with that pissed off.
Then off he just, well.
I think he just lived on his own after that.
Well, but that wasn't, didn't we have Bubs walking past his house like every day for 2 months because his house was for sale?
I think that was Jacob Hobart.
Turned out he was moving to a bigger house. But yeah, Bubs was on the prowl through Balmain, making sure, checking
man
out
on the ground.
But
man on the ground couldn't turn up tonight.
Those four blokes who stayed.
Yeah.
Toby. Pogs, Phil, Toby and Kelly. They are the four pillars around which the team is built.
Yeah.
And it's
pivotal,
maybe it's paying off.
Fuck you, Jeremy Cameron. Second quarter. I got to the game.
You were at the game. You had
I was
a
at the game.
Though,
I tell you what, it wasn't easy to get to the game. I had to firstly go to fucking Silver
Conference.
Hey,
did you avoid the Pink concert?
Yeah, so that's first issue number one. Pink concert, obviously. Pink people everywhere. Easter show was like, you know, you can't get anywhere. You can't get to the ground. I had to walk about 10 Ks before I could meet my nephew to then take him to the ground. So it was a debacle.
So you sacrificed is what you're saying.
Well, I'm a bolted on supporter. Well, that's the thing. I proved that. I had to go through a lot of adversity to get to the game, and I eventually got there. And so that's why we can't buy too much into the crowd stats from the weekend, because it really was difficult. But I tell you what, it is nice just to get in a couple of games before the Easter show, because you know how long it is now till they come back?
10 weeks.
Yeah, let's fucking
10 weeks. What is that?
Yeah, 10 weeks. Yeah, it's so long. I mean, it's one of the real problems with GWS in one sense. On another sense, we love it. We love traveling. Kings has turned that right around. Give us the road trip.
It's a massive period. 10 weeks. I mean, that is a long show.
Fucking oath. For no, I mean, we've got our mind.
How many
games,
cows
obviously.
Can you look at in 10 weeks? Wouldn't you just get sick of them? Or even the chickens.
They make a mess, mate.
Just keep giving the fluffy one the award. I don't understand. But yeah, anyway.
So when you're a politician, your first order of business as the Tuggeranon representative, I don't know if it falls in your legislature or whatever you want to call it, but can you move the show?
I don't think legislature is a word, but let's do
it. I don't know if your candidate, not your candidates, what's the people that vote for you in your constituency?
Constituents.
Your constituents, I don't know that they'll vote you in on that premise, but yeah, can you just move the show so we don't have to go on the road for 10 weeks?
Yeah, I'll beetle up in my little Suzuki Swift and I'll waddle all the way up to Royal Agricultural Show HQ and say, sorry, my name's Needles. I'm from the ACT and I've been elected
can
to represent the views of the people of the ACT and they're spewing up. Why don't we bring the show to Canberra and the Giants going to have a game.
The Sydney Easter show in Canberra. Yeah, that works. So, well, yeah, anyway, I mean, Riccardi obviously started beautifully. Hot. Not that I saw any of his goals because I was still walking to the game.
Right.
But, yeah, he had a big grin on his face. I think he got three in the first quarter.
He did get three in the first quarter and three for the game.
Three goals, one, was it? He did miss one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Three goals, one or two. Hoax. Talk to me about Hoax.
Who's going to win the Coleman?
He's going to win.
How many games do we play? 27 with grand final. So what's 5 times 27? 136 goals. If he averages 5 goals a game, something like 135. Did I? Was I even close?
Jesus. 130. Hang on. 7. Yeah, 135. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's going to get 135 goals.
Add another,
which 20. Is pretty good.
No one comment on our maths just then, all right?
Well, yeah, he's going to kick it well over 100. It's over 125.
Well, you know what the thing about
127.
I think I might have sent it to you in a message, but you're looking at the game, you're watching the game, and someone will go hot like Riccardi, and you'll go, fuck, it's nice. But and then Hoags will go and kick 6, or last week it might be Brown kicks. What do you get? Five or six?
Yeah. And Callum Brown, you know, Callum, but like, no, also Cadman. Like, he's spreading out. Cadman's beginning to realize, like, he's got, yeah, actually, I got this. I'm not yet the finished article, but I'm good enough.
So your opposition defenders are suddenly going, okay,
oh,
our best,
fuck's sake.
Our best defender goes to Hoags, I guess. And then the next one goes to, I guess, it's Riccardi, I guess. Oh, hang on, look at that Toby Green guy.
Who's on Toby Green?
He's got Cadman.
They send the fifth guy to Callum Brown, and he probably throws him over the sideline.
I saw him up close after the game signing signatures, and he's a beautiful specimen of a man.
St. Patrick's Day, big perfect person.
Yeah. So yeah, our forward line, so many options. You know, haven't mentioned Stormy Daniels there. Haven't mentioned Bedford. Himmelberg,
Harvey Thomas.
So yeah, that's. I mean, that's up front, right? And then you look back and you've got Sammy Taylor absolutely dominating Nick Larkey, who in his own right is a phenomenal. You know, he's an awesome footballer, Nick Larkey. He'll be special, and he actually played pretty well.
Yeah, he kicked three, but not good. He kicked three goals, but not by taking marks as a forward, by crumbing and being in the right spot because he couldn't get the marks.
Mate, Sammy Taylor and Bucks are just so good to watch. And your man, POTUS, I've actually got the game on just on the...
I was going to say, I wonder what you're doing.
Yeah.
He made a big mistake, POTUS. I'm a bit disappointed. I saw him make a mistake.
Oh, you mentioned that. What was the mistake?
Kicked a point.
Oh, I don't think he even... Did he make it to the...
It was touched as it was going over the goal line. It was a rush behind.
Is it true that he's never kicked a goal?
Fact.
So that...
That's a true fact.
Could have been... that would have been interesting to see what his music was. Because he'd want to make it something special if, you know, the chances of it being played are so low.
I sort of wonder what it's like for him. He's like, he's a really good footballer. And there he is. And Dersma comes on and kicks three goals in his debut. And he's just watching it going, I'm 3 years in, 4 years. This is my fourth year or something like that. And begin just to wonder what the fuck.
Surely there's nude runs involved in AFL, is there, if you don't kick a goal?
You would have thought so. There was a lot of good football. It wasn't awesome all the time.
Tom Green played pretty well.
Yes, Tom Green did play awesome all the time. 22 touches at halftime or something like that.
Supercoach points.
So Dr. Nangs, the boys came down, some of the Giants came down to my nephew's nephews, one of those, that's a phrase, down to Glebe Greyhounds, I think, they're at Jubilee Park, which is one of the nicest parks in certainly the inner west of Sydney, and going through a few drills and Dr. Nags had nothing but lovely words, as he reported in the stream, to say about Sam Taylor. Yeah. Yeah, an absolute delightful bloke. Whereas Tom Green, future captain,
all business.
And I get that. He says, like, give me the fucking ball. Right, yeah. Off you go again.
No, you get that. You get that vibe. Sammy Taylor would, you know, he'd talk to anyone underwater with a big grin on his face and those crazy eyes.
And then just go out and belt the shit out of them on the training team. Mate, this is just backyard cricket. You're 162.
Oh, I love Sammy Taylor. Fucking hell.
Xavier O'Halloran, was he as bad as he looked?
No, I didn't get that vibe. I saw your comments.
He runs hard. He doesn't kick straight.
Colonial put it to the community on X, and he had a few comments that it's down the bottom there that how long do XO and Weir get before their disposal efficiency costs them? Or disposal inefficiency, you could say.
Well, that's my question. I was surprised that Jacob Weir particularly is in the team. Oh, he's not the disposal that Finn Callahan is. But, I mean, obviously, I mean, we keep on saying we needed role players. They're your role players.
Would you say they are your role players?
They're the role players. Like, Xavier will tackle anything breathing all the time.
Yeah, he's tough. I think I've got no issues with X. He's a bit like Ash, where he has a couple of clangers and a few turnovers, but I think he's good enough, certainly, to be in the team. I think Weir as well. He's like the Weir / Fahey when he's back, / Cooper when he's back. You know, just need those. They don't need to be big, but they need to be good runners that, you know, cover up.
Get up and down.
Down back. Yeah, get up and down the ground. So I've got no issues with Weir as well. I mean, tackle back hasn't been smashed off the park like he was last year. Doesn't look any bigger, but he's
no.
He's going all right.
Actually, speaking of your bogey teams and all that sort of thing, that's the first time that the Giants have beaten North at home.
How many times have we played them there?
I don't know.
Well, that was the COVID year. That was
the first in four. I think they played them four times or something like that, but that was the first. So now they've beaten every team at home.
So that was the last one we needed.
They were the last. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good stat. You know, the boys on.
How was Briggs on the ground?
Yeah. I mean,
did he have another special game like Rags? Hey, Rags, how was Briggs? Because you had some good stats about him last week.
I know you, Mike, Rags. Yeah. The thing about Briggs, I think he's not dominating as much as he was the tail end of last year.
No,
but he's sort of takes a bit of the game to get his mojo, but he's not. I think he's playing well enough. Like he's just not the oh my god, this Kieran Briggs guy is incredible. Like we were saying at the end of last year, but it is so nice to have a solid, serviceable, reliable, competitive beast of a ruckman have not had since Mumford had his third retirement in 2020 or 2029 or whatever it was. Oh, you know what they just showed? Lockie Ash's travel, holding the ball, whatever it was. That was ridiculous.
Look at you, just looking at it again. I mean, it was a serviceable win by sort of 40 points. I reckon the margin could have been much more. North are interesting. I think they could be very interesting if their players stay around in 2 or 3 years' time. I think they've...
You know, just a quick comment on that. You know what's funny? Tassie.
What?
You know Tassie's going to get all these, you know...
McKercher and them.
Well, not only that, but Tassie's going to get all these concessions, all these draft concessions and, you know, like we did and like they should. And I just see someone like North who can't get their shit together, can't get their list together, just being annihilated again. Like players leaving.
And merging with the Tasmanian team.
Well, potentially, but they just, I got no reason to sort of think that any of our players will get to free agency and want to go down there and try and lead Tassie to their first flag, because I think that's why, you know, that's the appeal of staying with the Giants. But a team like North Melbourne,
it's a bit shit to name it after the fucking state. Like, that really irritates me.
What do you mean?
It's like the
greater Western Sydney.
Yeah, a city. We should have been the New South Wales.
We should have been the Silver Water.
That was the biggest scorpions. Missed opportunity. Said as the Silver Water jailbreakers or something like that. Or, you know, the convicts.
That is good.
Yeah. But I just name it after the state. We're not like they used to have a state team. It was called Tasmania. They had a big T on it. Like, call it the Hobart.
No, you got the whole divide happening there. No issues with it.
Their tiny little insular little fucking problem. Who cares?
You know how much members they got? You know how much members they got today? Take a punt. Do you actually know the figure yet? Don't Google
26,502.
100,000 members have signed up.
That's $10. Hey? I signed up. It's a $10 membership. It's a $10 buy-in.
Okay.
No, that's two coffees. That's less than two coffees.
That's what we always got to when we put out our good numbers. So I'm happy that you've thrown in some cynicism. Scotty/Colonial, he had a couple of final thoughts on the game. Yeah, don't take too much from the crowd.
Who's Colonial? Who's Scotty?
Scotty. Oh, mate.
Oh.
Scotty's up there with Rags as our most engaged listener.
No, oh, okay, and, right. He came in hard on the X formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, and
do you want a quiz question? Where can you find X at Twitter.com? Anyway.
That's a good point. Does X.com work? I guess it does. I mean, he owns it, Elon. Yeah, Scotty's up there with Colonial, who is Scotty, who's up there with Rags, who is not here tonight because he's starting his own podcast for the Tasmania Devils. Who's also up there with our man, John, who, mate, well done. Your boys creating that banner of the Orca, which did get picked up by Giants Media, was sensational. I did look for it at the game. I couldn't see, but I think I saw you after the game holding it high. Mate, well done. That was absolute beauty.
So, the game was on through.
Third quarter, blow it.
Bogey team again this weekend, West Coast. And I just want to go just for Milkman to debut. Who's the new Milkman?
It's not the new Milkman. It's the Milkman.
Lindsay Gilby.
Jason.
No, what's his face? Jason Gilby. As in
so you the know delisted.
The delisted Jason Gilby.
So Jace got, the Milkman got delisted by us because he was funny but couldn't play. West Coast picked him up for Harley.
Oh, did they?
Housemate.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know how we were trying to bundle him together as a, now you got to hold on to Gilbs because he's mates with Cads and we're going to get Reed because we had good draft picks and blah, blah, blah. So that's what West Coast are obviously listening and did that in some manner. Got him over there. So obviously we'd love to see the Milkman debut. He's a fan favourite. He's a favourite of the pod. Don't see it happening. They looked like the same old West Coast against Port.
Yeah.
Did you see any of that?
No. I mean, why would I waste my time, to be quite frank? I did watch the Sydney game, and Sydney looked electric versus Collingwood. Oh, my God. Chad Warner and the blonde beauty, what's his face? Heaney was fierce.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on that in the and Grundy's looking good in the fourth quarter. But we got in the days of Nick Nat, we got traumatized over there. Really traumatized. I think we had a couple of wins we scrapped over there, and then obviously we lost last year, second round, and again Colonel Scotty points out that was after that stinking hot game against Adelaide, so don't worry too much about that. But I don't know. I don't know what it is about Perth. Obviously, Cogs puts on a spread for us over there. Maybe it's the food his mum cooks. She's Italian. It should be a decent spread. But yeah, we should towel them up. We should flog them. They shouldn't be able to go with us. And that big ground, it's a much bigger ground, Optus, isn't it? Is it like the MCG?
Subiaco's the big one.
Oh,
Subiaco was the big long one. It was thin but long. Whereas Optus is, I think, more your standard circle.
Yeah. Finn's going to be two games in, so yeah, we should be all right. I mean, you know what's really nice at the moment is, and I hate to say it because it's like a curse, but our injuries are pretty fucking
unreal. I was thinking that while I was watching it.
Pretty good.
Very, very little sore people. I just want Darcy Jones to come good and come back and see
how he's debuting this week.
Who's he in for? Oh, no, in the VFL.
VFL, he's playing his first game. So that's exciting. And like Cal, he's done his shoulder, but how good's he going to be having a fit Cal injected midway into the season? He hasn't been knocked around all year. So that's...
Yeah.
We'll take that. But no more. Hopefully... I mean, if you can have a fit... So let's just say... No, let's just not even go down that rabbit hole. Nobody get injured.
Yeah, good idea. I agree. Big time. I second that. Rags, what do you think?
We get to see Reed this weekend. I've just made a note that hopefully this is...
So I don't want to sound like our boy Reed.
As in
Harley, yeah. Harvey, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number one drafting. Great talent. Let's just not get him nominated for the Rising Star this weekend.
When's the game?
It's late Sunday, and here's a good segue into They Might Be Giants, whatever the other pod's called. They Might Become Giants. They're doing a gathering at the Silverwater, I don't know what it's called, but a pub in Silverwater, watching the game. So all the loyal listeners, get out
there.
That's cool.
They're so organized. What's their merch?
They're getting support from the club. It was broadcast by Zelly and the team. Jacob,
that's because they must be shills, right? They're all shills. They all just take the company line and they don't criticize or critique or analyze. They're all just fed talking points. That's what it is.
It's MSM. It's mainstream sports.
You
media.
Just scratch my back and I'll
not this
scratch yours.
Independent backyard,
unauthorized, unfiltered, and uninformed.
Hey, you know what
sucks? Hot takes.
You know what really sucks? Now that they've done theirs, we have to update our tagline that we are no longer the only and therefore best GWS Giants fancast.
Righto. Well,
with the original.
But if they're getting professional support, they're not a fancast.
Okay, that rules them out.
Or we could just say we're the best. I'm happy with that. That's fine.
No, we're the original, so we could say we're the original
and the best.
And therefore the best.
Yeah, the original and the best. Yeah,
that's an easy edit. Anyway, that's an easy edit to the socials and the website. 4 minutes left. Let's blow the trumpet on fourth quarter. So you touched on...
Did we do third? Oh, that was third. Yeah, we did do third. God, time's traveling so quickly.
Yeah, did we miss anything there? Yeah, West Coast.
Nah. No, it's all right. You gave Colonial a big piece of that.
Yeah, I did. I did count. And rightly so, because he's given me three separate tweet replies with that content. So I really appreciate it, Colonial. Fourth quarter.
You can't argue with content.
No.
You just can't.
I'm going to put it to you. Is it time?
Do it.
Is it time, given the state of the ladder and the disgrace of Victorian football, that we no longer have academy players given to us? We no longer get living away from home allowances. Is it time to scrap it all and just make it an even playing field?
No.
Elaborate.
Next. Because it looks like it's working. There's an inherent inbuilt bias for Victorian pubs, which is fair enough. Most of the competition is around Victoria. Most of the money around the game is in Victoria. Most of the crowds are in Victoria.
Suck it
your
up.
Fingers up. Yeah. Suck so it. you do need some sort of a balance. And most of the game's kids are in Victoria. Like, mate, there's not a lot of Western Sydney dudes playing for the Giants.
It is hard work being a football team.
Yes, no, but yeah. So I don't think so at this point. Certainly not. Like,
mate,
maybe,
never.
Well, let's
what are you
wait
talking
for
about at this point? Never.
Oh, okay. Right.
Like,
so what? So that was rhetorical, putting it to me, was it? You weren't looking for an opinion.
You didn't pick up on the rhetorical tone. No, yeah. No. I think Eddie can jam it. And it's absolutely beautiful seeing Sydney and, well, actually, GWS.
Why would anyone Sydney. Care what Eddie Maguire thinks?
Well, because he's got power.
And I don't care what Eddie Maguire thinks. He's only got power because people think he's got power. Power, that's the funny thing about power. Power lies where people think it lies. It doesn't exist.
Stop talking about him, man.
If I say he's got no power, you got no power.
So that's, I mean, there's a couple more pointers there. Did you have anything else, mate?
I was just ripping that off a quote off Instagram, I think, that I saw about the Game of Thrones. That's where that came from, that power thing. Then they said it better than me. Did I have anything more? No. Look, I'm looking forward to this season. We've got West Coast into a bye in the Gold Coast. I think that's how it goes. I'm interested to see the Gold Coast game.
Yeah.
But yes, there's a couple of questions. King has early extension on his contract. Yep.
Absolutely.
Fine with that. So fine. And Hogan, how long should his new contract be? I'd be happy to see what Hogan thinks. If he reckons 2 years, because he's just sort of, you know, that's how he rolls. If he wants three, you can go with three.
I'm happy just a year at a time. He's
if
looking
that
great
works for him.
Moon's doing a bit of work with him. I read today, Cam Mooney, once a fortnight. Obviously,
he's going with the Coleman. So
we're going to miss in a minute. Say it.
Maybe take two with the Coleman.
Say it. Never surrender.
Well, we've got way. I mean, it's probably about 30 seconds from now. So just keep padding for a little bit. More about Jesse. Oh, never surrender.
Never surrender.
I got back into on top of the game. Next hardest working player, maybe Coniglio.
It might just be an oversight, but here's a chance to get it right. It's Coniglio.
And Coniglio's had 13.
That is minimal edit. That's how we like it. It's going straight up.